Hello and welcome to the Auburn Medical Group Podcast, Episode 5 for late February 2008. I'm your host, Dr. Mark Vaughn. This month, I will be interviewing Dr. Daniel Tsai, an Auburn cardiologist who we've had on the show before. This time, we'll be discussing the influence of the pharmaceutical industry on medicine. Welcome back to the podcast, Dr. Tsai.
Thank you.
Today, I wanted to talk a little bit less scripted than we have in the past about the influence of the pharmaceutical companies and their reps and their money on us as physicians, so that I think it'd be a very interesting thing for patients to hear about, because they're certainly concerned about this. And to a certain extent, I don't think they know about what's going on. Do you have any thoughts off the top of your head on influence of the drug companies?
I think, Mark, you and I are both concerned about the cost of medication, and I'm sure you have heard from patients on fixed income, how expensive drugs are.
Over and over.
Absolutely. And I have my concerns, and in defense of the drug company, they are really the only industry in this country that's doing major research on drugs. So there is a lot of money invested in it, and I understand they need to recoup some of that money. On the other hand, I think drugs are overly expensive. The recent controversy regarding this enhanced trial regarding Vytorin versus generic Zocor is a case in point. Just to quickly refresh, enhanced was a study of Vytorin versus Zocor alone, and they find that Vytorin really has no benefit compared to Zocor in terms of decreasing cardiovascular risk. Yet, the drug company is still promoting Vytorin because Vytorin is a multi-billion-dollar business. For example, since 2005, Vytorin is a $5 billion business a year for the company.
Wow.
It affects its main manufacturer is Schering Plough, which, according to what I read in 2007, 60% of their income comes from Vytorin and Zocor.
Wow.
As opposed to Merck, which is also involved, their share is more like 15%. So you can see the involvement and the investment that these drug companies are putting.
Certainly a lot of money. And we see evidence of that. We see it in television commercials,
direct-to-consumer
advertising.
Absolutely. I do not think of any other country that advertises, drug companies advertise as much as we do.
Oh,
because
no.
There's a tremendous stake in it.
Not only that, but the magazine ads. And then we see something the patients don't.
Ad nauseum.
Yes. Certainly the advertisements. But
yes.
Beyond that, we'll be invited to go to a meeting that will talk about drug therapy for reduction of risk of cardiovascular disease. And what do you know? It turns out that the person giving the talk is being paid by the drug company.
A case in point is a prominent cardiologist at Duke University research group called Dr. Califf. Since the trial came out about Vytorin and Zocor, he has stated that the trial is an interesting trial, but it's a small trial. It's not long enough of a trial to look at long-term benefits or no benefits.
You're referring to the enhanced trial?
The enhanced trial.
Okay.
Excuse me. But again, some had accused Dr. Califf of having vested interests because he does get a lot of research grant. I'm not saying that Dr. Califf is dishonest. I'm just saying that there's always that kind of background.
If the money wasn't there, then it wouldn't be a question.
Correct. But of course, yeah. If the money is not there, that there won't be any research. And then the chances we're going to get these new drugs that we are used to that help us, a lot of these drugs do help us improve our lifestyle.
Absolutely.
It's not going to be there. And on the other hand, Dr. Steven Neeson at Cleveland Clinic, because of an enhanced trial, has said that absolutely we should not use Zidia because the cost of generic Zocor is $1, Vytorin is $3. And if there's no benefit in using Vytorin versus just Zocor alone, why pay more?
Yeah, why pay $3 instead of $1?
Absolutely.
Yes. But as we talked about last time, that there is a place where we use it, and that's when the $1 isn't getting the effect.
Exactly. That's very well put.
Let me tell you about an experience I had. Shortly after I opened my new office here, I had lunch with another physician who was a specialist in town. And I thought that was really nice. I was new in the area, and he was, or at least new with my office in there. And we were going to have lunch, and it was going to be sponsored by a drug rep who was talking about his drug. And then we sat down, and it was kind of a dialogue between the other doctor and the drug rep aimed at me. And halfway through, I realized, wait a minute, this is some kind of a thing being put on for my benefit, and I'm the audience. And I asked, aren't you supposed to acknowledge when you're being paid by a drug company when you're talking to a doctor about it? And they said, well, no, we're just having lunch here. Well, he admitted that he was getting money for having lunch with me to talk about this drug. I thought he was just being nice and having lunch with me. I was really offended by that.
I saw you have declared upfront interest.
They do the meetings and they do in the articles or the journal articles. But
absolutely, yes.
I don't know, maybe they just got caught, but that was really awkward. And it just, you know, it's something you see all the time. The drug companies will pay doctors for talking to other doctors about their drug. And yes, what they're saying may be true, and it may be their opinion, but with that money influence behind it, there's just an element of distrust, at least in my heart, when I'm hearing that. And it sounds like you also have concerns for it.
Absolutely. I think that underscores the point that as a physician prescribing a drug, we really should know about the mechanism, the benefits, the risk options, and appropriateness of the drug, and not be influenced by drug companies or their sales pitch.
And there are sources of information out there about medicines and drugs. For example, the prescriber's letter and the medical letter.
Absolutely.
That, as far as I know,
absolutely
are clean of the drug money influence. And certainly continuing education that we can subscribe to or pay for that doesn't have drug money behind it.
Very, very important.
And I, for myself, have taken to seeking out those, even though you have to pay for it because there's no drug money to pay for. You're getting more accurate information for your patient's well-being so that your patients, you know, on a fixed income, like you mentioned, aren't having to pay $60 for a medicine that they could use the generic and get by for $10.
I can't agree with you more.
Yeah. Interesting subject, and I'm sure that we'll get lots of feedback from the patients on that, because I know that just regularly they're talking about the prices of medicines, and we're looking out for them as best we can. That concludes our podcast on the influence of the drug companies. We welcome your feedback regarding our podcast, so feel free to email me at podcast@vonmd.com with your comments or suggestions for topics you'd like to hear on our podcast. That's podcast@vonmd.com. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast feed by going to our podcast webpage at auburnmedicalgroup.com. There you can find our feed URL, or use the Google or My Yahoo buttons at the bottom of the page to subscribe. We are also now included in the iTunes store. Just search for Auburn Medical Group. That's it for this month. I look forward to talking to you again next month. Until then, this is Dr. Mark Vaughn saying, stay in good health.